ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯೇದಂ ವಶೇ ಸರ್ವಂ ತ್ರಿದಿವೇ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ ಮಾತೇವ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ರಕ್ಷಸ್ವ ಶ್ರೀಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಾಶ್ಚ ವಿದೇಹಿನಃ. ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೋಲ್ಸ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ. ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯೇದಂ ವಶೇ ಸರ್ವಂ ತ್ರಿದಿವೇ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ. Prana is there in all three levels, all three worlds. Tridive sarvam yat pratishtitam, it is firmly rooted. How it is nourishing us, how it is important for us. Mateva putran rakshasvam, like mother is looking after the baby, it is nourishing us. Mateva putran rakshasvam. ಶ್ರೀಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಾಶ್ಚ ವಿದೇಹಿನಃ. ಶ್ರೀ, ಶ್ರೀ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪೆರಿಟಿ, ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯಂಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯಂಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ವಿದೇಹಿನಃ ನಃ ಇತಿ, ಇಟ್ ಗೀವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯಂಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಇಸ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆಮರಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿತ್ ವೀಕ್ ಮೆಮರಿ, ಡಲ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಪ್ರಾಣ ಇಸ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಷಿಯಲ್. ದೋಸ್ the prani, those who have prana, they are called as prani. Prani means we are also a prani, because we have a prana. Prana, that all the even the plants have life, it has a prana. Prana, the one which has a prana, it is called as prani. The prana, everyone has a energy, but we have not awakened the energy. Many of us, if I am not doing much, for example, winter day, today is nearly 0 degrees in Melbourne, we don't feel like doing anything. We are rugged up, socks, cap, gloves, everywhere rugged up. We don't want to move. Now what happens, that prana shrinks. Prana, children, they are not interested to do anything. Prana shrinks. The pranayama means you have a tremendous prana. You are not utilizing that one. It has gone within. The awakening of the prana is called as pranayama. Pranayama, these the children, even the adults, have a tremendous ability, but we are not utilizing. Prana is shrunk. Awakening the prana, exploring and exploiting the prana within, is called as pranayama, expansion of prana. When you have so inspired in your mind, you have goal set, I want to achieve, when it is doing, the prana naturally goes up. The prana goes up. Achieving brilliant things, when all resources are there, it is not extraordinary. Our children here, compared to our time, they have everything in abundance. Doing something, getting a top mark in the school and doing, it is not regarded as extraordinary. The one, despite all obstacles, coming out brilliant, it is something extraordinary. We have everything in abundance. So much of luxury, becoming something bit more, it is not called as extraordinary. In scriptures, they talk about the sadhana in Satya Yuga, everything is good. It is not regarded great. But in Kali Yuga, in this time, everywhere challenge, everywhere obstacles, everywhere is difficult. Doing sadhana in Kali Yuga is regarded as something extraordinary. When you have everything in abundance, doing something, it is not great. But here, despite odds, for example, today is nearly 0 degrees, despite odds, you are coming here to do sadhana, it is something extraordinary. There is a 100 excuse for you not to come here to do the sadhana. Sadhana is one, despite challenges, coming out, or breaking all obstacles is called a sadhana. When resources get depleted, you have to, the challenging time, you have to invoke extra prana from within. This today we are embarking on Himalayan expedition. We are going up to 4,600 meters above the sea level. There, oxygen is only about 50% of the sea level. Oxygen is a challenge. Oxygen is a challenge. Things are tough. When things are tough, we have to know outside it is not supporting. How can we support from within? We have to awaken the prana. We have to support when things are tough. How can we handle, awaken when you are going up to, unlike Alps, mountains are not steep like the Himalaya. Himalayan mountain in one day from Rishikesh is around 300 meters above sea level. We are going to, in one day, reaching up to around 3,500 meters. Usual mountaineers, they go around 250 meters a day. We are going 3,500 meters. To Kedarnath, steep ascent. When we are going there, body complains. Body is not coping well. Body is not enabled. Mind is not enabled. And nausea, headache, vomiting sensation, indigestion, lack of sleep, and the trembling, and we can't think. Mind is not working. Our talking becomes slurry. These are the symptoms people experience in high altitude. When you are going up, you have to walk very slowly. You are not competing with anyone. When you are saying that some young people, they wanted to run through and collapsed. You can't run. You have to, outside resource is limited. You should know. Your body in the sea level, what it was, it is not there. Outside resources are limited. You have to manage that one limited. When resources are limited, like here also, when you are having a tough time, you can't be going out. You have to manage slowly. Walk slowly, and what is called as yoga talks about aparigraha. Aparigraha, aparigraha means not to hold on. Aparigraha applies there also. You should not be holding on to the breath. Try to exhale longer. Aparigraha, you try to exhale longer. Aparigraha also means if you want to go higher in life, travel light. Not with that 20 kg baggage, want to climb, it won't happen. Try to travel light. As light as you can, aparigraha, and exhale longer. While exhaling longer helps in releasing the carbon dioxide. When you are going up, body temperature has gone up. Whatever air is there, it's converted into carbon dioxide. It has to be removed. Like in a house, if the chimney is not there, fireplace, everywhere is smoky. If carbon dioxide is not removed, body becomes acidic, carbonic acid. Carbonic acid, acidic body makes the climb even challenge. And while walking, another caution is not to buy the bottled water. Bottled water, they usually prepare about 6 months before and put it in the supermarket shelves. When they put it longer because of the plastic, the pH level drops to around 5.5, bottled water. And body requires the pH around 6.5 to 8. The water carry your own water bottle, steel or copper vessel, not the bottled plastic water. Plastic water, it makes the body even harder. Not to drink any fizzy drink. Even up in the Himalayas, I have seen beyond Badrinath, some case to attract the guest, and so that they get some donation also, they give them a fizzy drink. They give them fizzy drink in Badrinath also in caves, and fizzy drink carbon dioxide. It is not good for you. Not good for you. You should know how to manage with not to even in the plane also. Avoid having a Coke and other fizzy drink. It is not good for you. There also, at any cost, not to have fizzy drinks. Fizzy drinks, exhale longer. Exhale as long as you can. The breathing, every step, mantra counts. Mantra brings the breathing under check. When you are going, you start inhaling. And you have to slow down, synchronize with our Vasudeva Kriya Yoga breathing, slows down the breathing. While coming down also, not to rush. You have to walk very slowly. When the oxygen content is slowly increasing outside, body has to get acclimatized. Body has to get acclimatized. Slow and steady wins the race. Not to panic. Slow breathing, mantra, when resources are small, getting challenged, you awaken your prana from within. Concentrate, focus, and if you are experiencing a dizziness and fatigue, not to lie down. If you lie down, chances are that you may not get up. And you sit down, not to lie down. Not to lie down. And one person, he said, he took some people to Satopant, and young people, they walked quickly, and in the night, whole night, he was checking whether they are still breathing. They are so, young people, whole night, he was checking whether, and with great difficulty, he brought them back, he said. So, when things are challenging and you have to adopt the new technique, slow. The slow and steady wins the race. Otherwise, you will end up finishing the race halfway. And you may return back. When you are as long as possible, talk as much as possible. Talk less. Talking requires a lot of energy. Minimize maunam. Maunam is recommended. When you are mountain people, they in Himalayas, you hardly see anyone wearing glasses. Whereas in plain, more than 50-60% have glasses. In the Himalayas, hardly anyone glasses because the horizon. They can be able to look further. Here, everyone myopic, close building, everything, always on the computer, always on the mobile. We want to hold everything close. They opened up. When they opened up, the pranashakti in the eyes improves. Pranashakti in the eyes improves. And every day they do the walking on the mountain. It keeps your heart well. Walk slowly. Observe your breathing and walk slowly. Pranayama is a must for higher altitude. Slow inhale and four times exhale. You are not in a hurry to exhale. If you are not getting enough oxygen through the mouth, you can inhale through your mouth also. Slow inhale and slower exhale. That is the key to trek in higher altitude.